David Medhurst, you head up to Burnie on Saturday and you take the drive aboard the Informed Touchwood Buckstar in race 7, the Burnie Cup. What chance do you give him?
I'll give him a real big chance. Just the barrier draw helps him, and he's brilliant from a stand, so it's one favour to him.
He hasn't raced for 5 weeks, that's a little query?
Yeah, query over 2,700, but Clinton will have him pretty well right. Like, he's pretty good at that with him, so...
All right, the opposition this time, do you think it's probably a bit stronger than in the Norfolk Cup where he won last time?
Yeah, well, there's some nice horses in there with, like, they've got some form and that, like Brian Buster Brown, he's been going well, probably been racing better horses than he is tomorrow, so we'll just have to take it as it comes.
All right, now if he does step cleanly as he normally does, will you want to own the front?
Yes, sir, we'll drive him a bit different, we'll just try to hold the front around there because it's a big advantage to you.
All right, mate. Now, you've also got one more drive. You only got the two for the day in the last race. Top Windy in race 8, number 5. What can we expect there?
Well, his first run he won at St Mary's went very well. I thought if he could step away and lob on top, he'd be hard to run down around there.
Well, it is a small circuit, and obviously if you can find the front, it is a plus.
Yeah, it's a big advantage to you around there.
All right, Dave, well, all the best. You've got your drives in the last two races on the card, so you'll be lobbing up there a little bit later in the afternoon. All the best with Touchwood Buckstar in the Burnie Cup and with Top Windy in the last race on the card, the Chrissy Chaff 3-year-old.
Thanks, Dave.